This is an MUT Radio podcast.
And I have a beautiful guest right by our side. Her name is Miss Jenny Boyce, all the way from Marion Ridge Community Development. All right. Hi, ma'am. How are you doing?
Morning. How are you guys?
I'm good too. You look amazing.
Thank you.
Even though Utolimvula, you need to. It's so sad. Welcome to the show. It's called Tanganani Day Show. I am Sneziwe Majola. So you're going to walk us through your community development project. Just walk us through it.
So my name is Jenny, and our program is based in Marion Ridge. Mm-hmm. It was started about 34 years ago in response to the challenges, social challenges faced by our community. And we were a group of political activists and local leaders who wanted to change the face of what we were experiencing in our community. And so out of that concern was born our organization. And we've been working in Marion Ridge now.
Okay, so what would you say led you or pushed you to start this this project?
I think around 1994, you know, things were changing in the country politically.
Sure.
But there were a lot of social ills that were affecting the lives of people in our community. And we were concerned about that. We wanted to build and maybe rebuild after apartheid, rebuild our community. We wanted to address mostly things like neglect of children. We wanted to address hunger. We wanted to address issues of abuse, both of children and women. We wanted to address issues of abuse of substance in our community. There was a high incidence of gang violence as well. And so these gave root to some of the other social problems like high school dropouts and a general poor social standing in the community.
Now that you just said this project has been existing for years now, how do you then come to meet MUT?
We met MUT during the floods. So Marion Ridge is one of the communities that was very much affected by the 2022 April flooding. We lost a number of homes. There were some huge mudslides. So as part of the program to address the effects of the flood, we were trying to assist families to retain, because a lot of the walls broke, and then the mudslides ran right through the houses. So we were trying to retain, but we were concerned about the structural damage that was caused to the houses, and we were afraid of interfering without some professional input about what we could and couldn't do, especially on the units that had wall damage on them.
And then what would you say has been done by MUT to support your project so far?
So MUT supports two programs in our community that we work with. The first one is the literacy. So we provide literacy support to improve the reading and comprehension capacity in grade 4 and grade 5 at the Marion Ridge Primary School. 10 volunteers going into those classes 2 mornings a week to work with children to improve their reading. And the role that MUT plays is to help us with resources that help to make that work much more professional in the way we provide the reading, in terms of training of the volunteers, because these are just ordinary women particularly who come forward to say, I would like to be part of something that makes the lives of children better. So MUT is providing us with that kind of technical support in terms of the training of teachers, and sometimes material support.
Mm-hmm.
The second project that MUT is involved in is our food security program. Mm-hmm. We service at least 55 home gardens, mm-hmm. home vegetable gardens.
Mm-hmm.
The project is interested in helping families to grow food,
mm-hmm.
To address household mm-hmm. poverty and hunger. And MUT has been involved with us in providing tools, in providing resources like shade cloth. But more importantly, they have been able to help us mm-hmm. with the training of the vegetable growers
mm-hmm.
and to give them advice, which is advice that we cannot find easily.
Sure.
Like soil testing,
mm-hmm.
Crop planting, mm-hmm. and how to get a better yield out of your vegetable.
Mm. That's a really amazing. And now, how has this project benefited your community overall?
I think overall, you'd understand that nationally we have a problem
mm-hmm.
with literacy at our primary school level.
Mm-hmm.
And so our work helps to improve the capacity of grade 4 and 5 children to academically be capable of getting through those grades.
Mm-hmm.
Last year, we saw an improved pass rate amongst the grade 4s
mm-hmm.
because of the work that we are doing. I think in the garden project, food growth in families definitely helps to impact household mm-hmm. hunger,
mm-hmm.
household poverty.
Mm-hmm.
Families in our community are largely dependent on government social assistance.
Mm-hmm.
And if they are able to plant part of their food, their social security money
mm-hmm.
goes a longer way per month mm-hmm. per house.
And now, before we come to an end of our session, in what way do you think MUT is expected to gain in from this partnership?
I think for MUT, it's the opportunity to engage
mm-hmm.
at grassroots level with communities
mm-hmm.
on pertinent issues that affect people living in a low socioeconomic
mm-hmm.
situation.
Mm-hmm.
I think for your students, it's an opportunity mm-hmm. to use their learning, their theory in the classroom
mm-hmm.
in a more practical way
mm-hmm.
when they come and engage with us
mm-hmm.
at community level.
Mm. So would you say MUT really helped you in this project?
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Our partnership with MUT is very important.
Mm-hmm.
Firstly, because we work at a grassroots level.
Mm-hmm.
We always are trying to get through on very low budgets.
Mm-hmm.
So we don't have the capacity to afford the technical and professional assistance that MUT brings to us.
Mm-hmm.
So in that way, MUT really, really brings a critical component
mm-hmm.
to our humble work that
mm-hmm.
we do.
And then
in
now,
the community.
For someone who might be interested in this project that you are running, how do we get a hold of you?
So you can get hold of me on 083-714-6417.
Mm-hmm.
That is my WhatsApp and mm-hmm. my calling number. You can also go to our Facebook page,
mm-hmm.
and we are Marian Coordinating Committee.
Mm-hmm.
That is where you would have access to all our work
mm-hmm.
And understand what we are doing.
Mm-hmm.
My email is boyce.jenny, spelled with a double N-Y,
mm-hmm.
at yahoo.com.
Oh, thank you so much, Ms. Joyce, for joining us in MET Radio. We truly appreciate your time and your presence.
Thank you very much for having us mm-hmm. this morning.
That is Ms. Joyce on MUT Radio. Hlangana ne midday show. I am Snezio.
This is an MUT Radio podcast.